Is the military doing enough to help the soldiers currently in Iraq, Afghanistan, and everywhere in between, and previous warriors who have fought for America in the past? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Of course, this question looms large, and why is it something that we're talking about? Well, the reason we're talking about it, of course, sadly, is because of the horrible thing that happened on Monday. Horrible for way too many families. The fact that you have somebody who served in the military for 16 years, who loved the military, loved it, was his life, was now on his third tour in Iraq and found himself in a conflicted situation where he had his weapon taken away. And ultimately, this Sergeant John M. Russell got somebody else's weapon, went back into a facility where people were treated for combat stress, were being treated for combat stress, and killed two officers, then shot three other soldiers who happened to be there. So, of course, the question comes up, is enough being done? What can the military do? Stretched so thin, way too many tours. But it's a voluntary military. So in order to keep boots on the ground in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and wherever else anything bubbles up, you're going to have people that are stretched thin. It's the reality of the situation because there is no draft. And this isn't like Israel, where in Israel, man or woman, you know you have to serve. You've got to put in your years, I want to say it's 3 years. No matter what you go off and do, become a doctor, become a lawyer, become a teacher, become a writer, do whatever. You are obligated to serve those years unless you physically can't. There are exceptions, obviously, but you know from the time you're born, this is part of your duty. This is part of being an Israeli. In America, we have a draft. And we haven't used that draft since Vietnam. So you're going to have situations where people are stretched so incredibly thin you can't believe it. And the morale is low. And then you think of this kind of war that we're talking about, the kind of war where you don't know sometimes who is the enemy and who isn't the enemy. In other words, somebody dressed, this just happened a week ago, somebody dressed in Iraqi military garb approached some soldiers, but in fact was an Al-Qaeda guy, and of course started shooting. That's just one little taste of what you deal with. You don't know what you're going to encounter around the corner, who's armed, who's not. Is there IEDs, that kind of stuff. So, unfortunately, this story happened. Because, sadly, there are five guys coming back in a box. Five guys that were shot by an American soldier who loved being in the military. Who lived to be in the military. Who straightened out his life by being in the military. But somehow felt so pressed and so depressed that he did what he did, and everybody's looking for answers at this point in the investigations, and he's been charged with first-degree murder and assault, by the way, in the case of what happened at Camp Liberty. Now, naturally, back home, his family is in shock as well, and his father and his son both talked about how this was an uncharacteristically, completely abnormal thing for the man they knew.
I guess he just broke. He didn't know how to ask for help. He said that he got crosswise with some officers. Some officers threatened him. And his whole life was military. He was so proud of that military. And when when the military turned against him, he didn't have any recourse. I guess he thought his life was over. I think those officers set him up. I think that they, when he got into this stress center, that they broke him. They put too much pressure on him.
He wasn't the type of person that just got fed up with something and just went berserk or nothing. He was just a calm, caring person.
And that was his son, John, just a calm, caring person. He must have gotten fed up. You heard some of the things that were said there. He didn't know how. And there's what his father said that's so telling. He didn't know how to ask for help. And here's what I think. I don't think that the military doesn't offer any help. I think there needs to be more help. But the problem is always going to be that barrier. The guy who's afraid to say, I'm freaked out. I'm having night sweats. I am seeing this. This is happening to me. Whatever the case might be, whatever things they're thinking because of hour after hour of doing what they're doing and then repeat tours and six tours and ridiculous amounts of tours, whatever. So what has to happen is there has to be somehow portrayed to the soldiers that, hey, buddy, you need a lift, you need help, we got it for you, and it's no harm, no foul, basically. Just come forward, visit one of these centers, whatever. And ultimately, I think that's what the deal was. So what it was, what happened, maybe some of those things come out, but you have a U.S. soldier who kills five fellow troops, including a Navy commander at a stress clinic in Iraq. And he uses a weapon, by the way, that he got away from another soldier. And after getting that gun, he stole a military Jeep, drove to the clinic where he had had this verbal fight earlier, and then fired on these people. And there's a couple of things at work here. How does the Army ultimately handle the case? I mean, this is a guy who's a 44-year-old communications specialist, is what his job title was, from a little town, Sherman, Texas. And it was his third tour in Iraq. And he had a history of serving in many war-torn areas, Bosnia, Kosovo, etc. So the father and the son left with lots of questions. Wilburn Russell was the father who you just heard. And his son, John, spoke as well. You heard him, too. They said they got emails. In fact, that an email saying that he was believed he was being run out of the military, that unidentified officers were trying to run him out of the military. And for a man whose life revolved around the military, you could see how that could make him snap. If he felt that everybody was turning against him and that was it for his military life, then something broke him. And that may have been what broke him. So just a couple names of the victims were released. One of them was this Navy commander, 52-year-old Charles Springle from Wilmington, North Carolina. Has to be rough on that family, and so many of them had kids. And two were officers from the staff of the clinic, one from the Army, the other from the Navy, as you said, from the city 55th Medical Company. The other three were enlisted soldiers who happened to be at the clinic. Coming up next, for something completely different, we're going to talk about Shentrition. I've been taking it for about a week and a half. How am I doing? We'll talk about it next.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon.
All right, so check it out. I was feeling like my batteries were really, really low, folks, because I had so much going on. In fact, somebody said to me today, I've had this happen to me a lot lately, when do you sleep because of the show and some other things that I'm doing? And I do get sleep, but I was starting to feel like I didn't have enough energy. So enter Lee from the network, gives me a call one day and says, how about trying some Centrition? And I'm like, yeah, you know, because I'm always skeptical about things. And I decided, skeptical as far as, you know, I don't know if this is for me and blah, blah, blah. But I honestly, I started to take it, and it kicked in maybe a couple days after, maybe 3 days after I started to take it. I was doing it before I was doing my walk or run. And I feel like I'm getting a real jolt from this. Jolt in a good way, not in that nervous, shaky way. You know, there's a lot of things that are on the market, and that's my problem. That's why I haven't endorsed things or taken them, because a lot of times it's like that caffeine rush that you get, and it's too much for me. I can't, you know, you get that irregular heart thing going. Not Centrition. I mean, this stuff is awesome, and it's natural. That's the whole deal here. So joining us on the show, and he's going to check in with us every month, because I'm going to make a chart, and I have been making a chart for this past, I guess now we're almost going on 2 weeks, to kind of see what kind of changes I'm finding in myself, is the founder of Centrition, Stephen Rogers. And Stephen, thanks for hanging with us tonight on ATN.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kay, for having me tonight. It's actually Shen. It's a little odd word. It sounds like Zen, but it's actually S-H-E-N, Trition.
Yeah, did I say Shen? I meant Shen Trition. You're right. It's right there in the bottom.
All right.
So I have been taking it, like I said, and the thing that I just mentioned, and the reason why I haven't taken other things is because of jitteriness that I have gotten from other things that I've taken. So I'm always afraid of that. But that has nothing to do with Shen Trition, because the stuff that you have in Centrition is all natural. Tell everybody, first of all, how you designed this and came up with it.
Well, I've been in the health and wellness field for over 20 years, for about 10 years as a personal trainer and another 12 years as a holistic physician, practicing primarily in classical Chinese medicine and something similar to chiropractic. And I, like you, became frustrated with supplements out there because a lot of them were using things that were harmful to the body, or they were just weak. They didn't work. So I had a background in Western nutrition and also Eastern approach to nutrition, which are two completely different philosophies. Typically in the West, we think of feed the body what it needs, give it the macro and micronutrients. So nutrient-dense nutrition is what's called for in the Western philosophy. Well, the Eastern, when I studied nutrition in school, they call it medicinal meal. Everything that goes in our mouth should be considered medicine. If it's not, then it's poison. And namely, herbs are a part of their diet that they use as medicine. So I combine these two philosophies. So basically, we took hemp protein, superfoods, greens, and sea vegetables, which is the Western aspect, and we combined that with a very strong, potent, adaptogenic herbal blend. And that's why that product is so unique, because you not only get a whole food source that you could live off of that's nutrient dense, but you're also getting medicinal grade herbs. And I tell everyone, if you don't feel a product, if you don't feel the effects within 2 or 3 days, then one of two things are happening, or both of them are happening. The first one is, it's just a bad product. It's just they're not giving you what they say they're going to give you. Or the second thing is that they're trying to cut costs to get it on the shelves and mass market it. So they may have a lot of nice ingredients in it, but they have a very low milligram dosage. And so if you look on the ingredients list, somewhere on there, cellulose fiber is one of the main ingredients, which is a common filler, or fiber is what they usually just say, hey, we got like 8 or 9 grams of fiber in this per serving or something like that. And that's really just to cut costs. If you look at the milligram dosage of adaptogenic herbs on our product, it's 10 times or at least 7 times of any product I've ever seen out there that's calling itself an adaptogenic product. There's literally 5,625 milligrams per dosage. So there's the history.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's funny, because you and your wife look so healthy, and it makes sense, too, since you've your whole life have looked into doing this. As you mentioned, your background, trainer, all that sort of stuff. And you both look really super healthy, and I'm assuming, obviously, you take this as well. And, in fact, there was a YouTube video posted of your wife saying how easy it is to, you know, to take it, basically showing you how to use it. What I'm just doing is I just took water, scooped it in, stirred it up, and just started to drink it, and it tasted good to me. I didn't have any problem with the taste. And then, as you said, and as I said, when we talked before you even did this, it was about 3 days, and then I started to feel the effects. I started to feel like I had, especially with rundown batteries, I had a lot of energy. And that's, what are the benefits of this? Because I'm assuming it's more than just energy that people are telling you and that you're seeing.
Yeah, what you're actually experiencing, when people feel an energy blast out of most products, they're usually getting a stimulant. And you're right, you get that jittery feeling because it's stimulating the central nervous system. And usually the adrenals is stimulating in a negative way, which is releasing cortisol and adrenaline, which is like battery acid in the bloodstream. Over time, it's going to cause a lot of health problems. So, but this does something different. In the Chinese medicine, we call it qi. In Western medicine, we call it electromagnetic energy, or the life force, nerve force. And that's what is being stimulated in the body. And that's the unseen healing power that we see that heals a bruise or a cut without having to do anything to it. And it's when it's flowing and it's abundant, it's uninterrupted, we usually feel calm, we feel energetic. But that's really the basis of what's happening in this product. And the things that people will notice almost immediately is they will begin to feel more youthful. Obviously, if we have more energy flowing in our body, we're going to feel more vital and young and energetic. Some of the other things they're going to notice is illnesses or chronic illnesses they've suffered from for a long time will start to subside or go away. Now, I don't tell anybody this heals any specific illness. What it does is it stimulates the healing force in your body that does the healing itself. And the biggest thing adaptogens do is they restore the adrenal glands, which, as you and I talked about, they are considered the body's batteries. And so when they get depleted, and they're also the number one or the primary mechanism for responding to stress, cognitive, emotive, physical, and environmental stress. So when they're depleted and low, then our body goes into a state of distress, and that's just a nice word for disease. So all disease, its underpinnings are in distress. So the beauty about adaptogenic herbs is they restore the adrenals, therefore giving us a lot better ability to respond to stress or adapt, and that's why they call them adaptogens.
Yeah, and this is a good time for this, Stephen, because finally people are starting to get the benefits of the holistic approach. And you mentioned it, that you were a holistic physician, and people are starting to realize that, you know, popping all these pills and trying to figure out whatever they can, the quick fixes aren't working for a lot of people. So it's a great time for this. Don't you feel like it's the perfect time for the product?
Oh, you're so right. You know, and people are waking up to, you know, polypharmacy, that is the overuse of pharmaceuticals. You know, I got to give some props to Western medicine, or allopathic medicine as it's called in my field. And that is that we have the best emergency medical care on the planet, and that's because we live excessive lifestyles. We drive too fast and go through windshields. We eat too much, and we
right.
have problems with our digestive tract. But as for chronic conditions, we fail miserably in Western medicine. That's why we have to take a holistic approach, which is the primary course of treatment for all chronic conditions, which happen to be 95% of what Americans, Westerners, suffer from. So we know that polypharmacy is failing miserably and a lot of times causing many more problems along with the course of treatment. And I think people are really waking up now because there's a lot of fear out there, too, about keeping the immune system strong because of all the scare of the epidemics then could become pandemics and stuff. And I tell people, there's an old proverb that the Chinese live by for the most part, and it's healing a sick person is like digging a well when you're already thirsty. And I hear a lot of products out there being touted about how it's really good and it's antiviral, but the key is to build your immune system to avoid getting sick altogether. And that's really what this product does. I mean, it's good if you have some colloidal silver and stuff like that when you're already sick, and that's really good at targeting a virus or something, but it's much better if we can avoid getting sick altogether.
Boy, no kidding. Okay, so people can go to Shen. It's shentrition.com. You'll hear me talk about it because I'm going to be talking about it throughout the week. But go there, and that's where you can learn more about the stuff that Stephen and I were talking about. And I'll let everybody know my journey as we continue along. Thanks
Thank
so much,
much.
Stephen. We'll be talking again next month. And, of course, I got to tell you this. You look like Viggo Mortensen, by the way. So something's working for you, brother.
Hey, thank you. Well, you know that? I'm 41 years old, so I feel good about it. Thank you.
Ah, he looks 30. Hang with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Get ready for the next wave of interrogation memos coming up later this week and into next week. Guarantee everybody will be talking about those. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Have more on Nancy Pelosi, an aide now stepping forward and saying that she did know about the waterboarding. She, of course, is saying that wasn't part of the briefing that she received. I'll get into that in a second. In the meantime, Dick Cheney on some sides is getting flocked to death for having conversations about the administration and ultimately the use of waterboarding or the interrogation techniques. His daughter, Liz Cheney, a couple of times has stepped forward to defend her dad, to talk about, what she believes to be what's happening as far as her father's concerned. And like I said, certainly a lot of the criticism that's being leveled at him from various people for speaking up and saying what he thinks has happened. And in the 8 years that since the one attack, there hadn't been any other attacks, because this debate of does torture work, doesn't work, waterboarding, et cetera, has definitely not died in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, like I said, we're going to see and hear more of it in the next couple of weeks. So here's Liz Cheney talking about the communication between the administrations, actually.
Before the inauguration, when the Bidens came for a tour of the vice president's residence, my dad and Vice President Biden talked, and Vice President Biden said he'd like very much to sit down and sort of, you know, hear at length from my dad about sort of the whole range of issues he's been dealing with. My dad said he'd be happy to do that, and then, you know, there was never any follow-up from the Bidens. You know, I think I've been listening to you guys talk about the extent to which this is a public debate and the extent to which my dad's speaking publicly about it, and it occurs to me that nobody is sort of saying, gosh, the Obama administration, you know, needs to keep quiet about the Bush administration. They've been very public in terms of criticizing the vice president, criticizing the former administration. And, you know, it seems to me that, you know, we live in a country where the opposition can be out there speaking as well. It's not just those in power who, you know, are able to state their views publicly.
All right. She does have a good point there that, of course, he can. This is a free country. He was in the administration. He sees it being attacked, so he feels the right to defend it and certainly has the right to defend it. Now, she went on to say, and she was on Morning Joe on MSNBC, she went on to talk about him speaking out after leaving office. What's the deal with that? Because some people are jumping on him and saying, you know, why does he just go away? He was part of the previous administration. We need to hear more Cheneyisms. You know, let's move on from this. So anyway, here is Liz Cheney talking about her dad speaking out instead of fishing or doing something else.
There's this notion of sort of once you've left office, you should be silent. And I would point out that that actually isn't the tradition, and that you've got people like Vice President Al Gore, who's been very vocal in his criticism of, you know, future administrations. But my dad feels very strongly that what the current administration is doing is making the country less safe, dismantling the policies that they put in place after 9/11, that were very much focused on what we needed to do to prevent a future attack. You know, it would be the easiest thing in the world for him to sort of go fishing and spend time with his grandkids. But he worries about the world his grandkids are going to inherit.
All right. So it's interesting. It's interesting that she's talking. It's interesting that Dick Cheney is talking. And what's happening with the Bush-Cheney administration that, you know, the point that she is bringing up, of course, is, well, it's kind of like Al Gore. He was out there speaking, blah, blah, blah. So why doesn't this happen in the case of her father? But, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's interesting is certainly the current administration could come back on the previous administration and vice versa. But you know what's interesting about this? If you really go back, there's kind of this silent code, I think, between the one that leaves and the one that arrives. And usually when they're talking about former presidents or whatever, there's sort of an undercurrent that's a little bit different. This just seems so mean-spirited sometimes. It seems as though it's kind of gotcha politics. Like, who cares? Move on. If everything was so horrible previous to what's happening now in the White House, then you would just roll on and you would move forward. And for some reason, and you kind of get this sense that there is this constant coming back to what happened previously. Well, the other idiot that was in here screwed up, so we're going to undo all the messes. We got to put out all these fires because they screwed the pooch. They did nothing right in the entire time that they were here. They were the idiots that waterboarded. They were the ones who tortured. Tortured isn't what we do in America. It's not acceptable, blah, 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 blah. And to me, it's too much. It's like a waste of words. Why, first of all, going back and kicking them? They're done. They're gone. It doesn't matter. I would move forward unless there's reasons to address previously what happened. So to me, there's a little double talk happening. That's what I'm seeing coming out of Washington. But that's nothing new. We've seen that before. I say it all the time. Why do I do the show? Because we didn't have any action. All it was reaction. So, you know, give me a break on what's happening with this politics over the top with the previous administration and the current administration. I mean, you know, to be fair, I guess we live in a world where you certainly are free to say what you want to say, but the courtesy code between the, like I said before, the guy leaving and the guy coming in, man, that has all been erased. No question about it. Completely thrown out the window. But you knew that was going to happen if you listened to what was happening on the campaign trail. We saw a little bit of that. Hey, coming up, we've got this day in history. Also, news you can abuse, and birthdays as well, but some other odds and ends. I mentioned the thing about Nancy Pelosi, and you're free to chime in on this, too, by the way. Apparently, in the case of Nancy Pelosi, she knew more than what she's saying, and an aide has stepped out of the shadows and into the light and is saying just that. Somebody that was a part of her, I'll call it part of her administration, and a pretty close source to Pelosi, obviously, because it was her intelligence aide, Michael Sheehy, that said that waterboarding was actually used on CIA detainee Abu Zubaydah, and it appears to contradict that she knew that. Is confirming that she was told about it. And it contradicts Pelosi's account that she was never told that waterboarding actually happened, only that they were considering using it. Sheehy was at a briefing where waterboarding was discussed, he says, in February of 2003. And Jane Harman was also, Congresswoman Jane Harman, who took over Pelosi's spot as the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, was also there, and he's saying that Pelosi didn't object when she learned that waterboarding was being used because she hadn't been personally, you know, briefed about it. Only her aide had been told. So the source is saying that Pelosi supported a letter that Harmon sent to the administration at the time raising concerns, but this source, who didn't want to be identified because of the sensitivity of this whole thing, discussed in classified intelligence briefings. So Pelosi admits attending one of the briefings, but at a news conference, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, she was very adamant that she didn't know waterboarding was used. In fact, she said, at that or any other briefing, and that was the only briefing that I was briefed on in that regard, we were not told that waterboarding or any of these other enhanced interrogation methods were used. And, of course, here's the interesting part. I want to see how this plays out. Remember how powerful Pelosi is. If you look at government, where is the Speaker of the House? How far behind do they fall as far as becoming the next president, should something happen to the president, et cetera? Pretty high up on the scale, right? So some of the Republicans are calling for Pelosi to have to testify at the congressional hearings. And I agree, no matter what. I think that the facts need to get out, period, regarding what members of Congress had been told anything about the interrogations. Why should there be a cover-up on that? The majority leader, Steny Hoyer, from Maryland, who is a Democrat, agrees that the facts have to be released. So, Pelosi, testifying or not, that's the question. What do you think, America? I think she has to. Because already it's already a distraction. They've already opened Pandora's box. If you're going to have these hearings, then it's only fair to trot out anyone, Democrat or Republican, to find out what they knew. Because if there was support for so-called enhanced interrogations, they had a chance to speak out. So what did she know and when did she know it? Could be a dangerous game for Madam Speaker, certainly. On the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit and have all those things that I just announced off the menu. So hang with us on ATN.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Well, and confused because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around.
All right, stretch time here on America Tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. You can always shoot us emails, as I'm fond of saying, americatonight.net. We actually didn't get to the emails. How did I miss that? Matt, how did we miss that? I'm going to have to send you a to-do list, and we're going to have to check off the list. In fact, I also had a candidate for the dungeon, several of them, and I didn't put anyone in the dungeon. So we will save that for our next time.
Too much
around.
Show, you need to go 5 hours.
10 hours. 10 hours straight, baby. You got to be in the saddle with me the entire time.
Oh, I'll be right there with you.
You can only take a donut break after, like, maybe the 5th hour, run out and get some Krispy Kremes. That's it. The sugar high. All right, time for news you can abuse. We start at Grove City, Pennsylvania. A guy named John Getcher isn't going to be back to class at Pennsylvania Christian College after being caught making gay porn. It's true, the 22-year-old was kicked out of the school after they found out that he's featured in gay sex videos. Ooh, that's not good. He appealed his suspension, contending his sex videos didn't violate any sort of laws. And, in fact, he told the local newspaper that he lost his appeal and withdrew from school. He's saying he's going to complete his required credits at another school, but will still be able to get a degree from Grove City with his name on it, baby. See, you know, you do something like that, any kind of porn, and it's guaranteed to pop up on somebody's radar, if you know what I mean. Lots of college kids, speaking of college, leave things behind in their dorms. A student at Maine's Unity College is actually in legal trouble over something a little bit more serious than a forgotten microwave or even that old laundry bag. According to the Waldo County Sheriff's Office, 19-year-old Annika McGurk left pot plants growing in her room. The illegal weed was discovered by security guards after the term ended last week. She's now charged with cultivation, sale, and use of marijuana, due in court in July. That's a bummer. Just a few pot plants. can't I grow some pot? And not, and forgetting them. Was she so stoned that she just had the memory loss thing? And she did, because now she's got to go in court and face that. Oh, that's a bummer. From Boulder, Colorado, Sean Moynihan has come a long way from a mental institution to a Denver prosecutor. Check out this story. He's going back to his old life for a while. He used to be an actor before going to law school. He's returning to the soap opera One Life to Live for 10 episodes. Moynihan will reprise a character that he played for a while, Powell Lord. He was seen in the soap in the 90s, mid-90s. His character had committed a sex offense, was sent off to a mental hospital. He says his day job of being a prosecutor is definitely more stable than an actor. Oh, that would be weird, wouldn't it? And it would be weird when he goes on the soap opera and then comes back to his regular gig. Okay, here's another one for you. It's a long trip for a little dog. Chachi the Chihuahua is back home in Florida after being found. Did you hear this story? 700 miles away in southwest Ohio. The owner, Robert Bartman, says Chachi went missing 10 months ago. He has no idea how the dog ended up in Ohio. Last month, a couple found the collarless pooch just walking down their street in Middleton. But the pet, and here's the key thing, had an embedded microchip, and thus they could unite the family with their dog again. Wow, that's crazy. I lied. I have one more. The big I is watching the big Y. Big Y, in case you have no clue what it is a Massachusetts supermarket chain. Never heard of it. That's using technology to catch cheating cashiers. Oh, that's sad, huh? So they don't have security guards anymore watching a bank of security camera monitors. Instead, they have algorithms in the security system that can spot cashiers who block the barcode or slip an item behind the scanner or pass even two items but charge for just one. They call it sweetheartening, and it's how dishonest cashiers give their friends a break. So the big Y says a test system works so well, the equipment is being added to all the chain's 60 stores. Nobody has ever sweethearted me. Has anyone ever sweethearted you, Matt?
Sweethearted me?
Yeah, so like you have a friend that works in a sub shop or they work as a bartender and they slip you an extra beer or they don't charge you or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So like you must be the big man on campus in Minneapolis.
I know people.
I know people.
I just drop Kate Delaney everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah. And they say,
that's
a
free pass. You didn't know that?
Sure, the beer's on me.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I will confess to this, though. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this on air, but I used to work in, when I was in college at Ohio University, I worked in a place called Hole in the Wall, and I know that I gave my friends some free food. I mean, look, we were poor college students. And I don't think, I mean, I didn't not charge somebody, but I probably gave them something extra. So I guess I did the sweetheartening thing. How about that? I worked so many hours.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
I know. It's a weird name for that.
Yeah.
It's weird. I bet you everybody's done that once or twice. Help your buddy out. Give me a break. Now, I didn't steal, and I guess, I mean, I hope it wouldn't be considered stealing. They weren't paying me enough, and so I didn't take food. I never walked away with things. Never. I have such a guilty complex that I wouldn't ever do that. But I'm sure that I slipped an extra, you know, extra slice or two of meat on a sandwich or something. I never not charged someone, though. I never not charged my friends that were up and down Court Street. All right, time for this day in history. It is Wednesday, May 13th. There are 232 days left in the year. Here's a couple of quick things for you. In 1846, the United States declared that a state of war already existed with Mexico. Really? Also, this one, in 1940, in his first speech as Prime Minister of Britain, Winston Churchill told the House of Commons, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat." In 1958, Vice President Richard Nixon and his wife Pat were spat upon and their limousine battered by rocks thrown by anti-U.S. demonstrators in Caracas, Venezuela. In 1981, Pope John Paul was shot and seriously wounded, remember this, in St. Peter's Square by a Turkish assailant. that started all the extra protection for the Pope. Not that they didn't have protection before. Also, in 1994, President Bill Clinton nominated federal appeals judge Stephen Breyer to the U.S. Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Harry A. Blackmun. And now, of course, Barack Obama has the big choice of who is going to serve on the court. Pressure to put a woman in that position. I think he'd go for the most qualified. How about that? Gee, whether it's a man, woman, person of color, whatever. It's not about that, I think. It's about getting the right person, getting the best qualified person. Just a revolutionary idea, to say the least. All right, birthdays, baby. String up that music, maestro.
Hey, birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
So that's kind of like when you go to Fridays and they sing to you. Oh. All right, here's some interesting ones for you. Actor Harvey Keitel. He's great. He's been in a lot of mob movies and stuff. 70 years old. Also celebrating a birthday. Singer Stevie Wonder is 59 years old. Dennis Rodman, former NBA superstar, king of the rebounds. And that guy could figure out a rebound from any angle on the court. Not 50 yet, but he's 48 years old. Singer Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish is 43. Also celebrating a birthday is contemporary Christian musician Andy Williams from Casting Crowns, 37 years old. Actress Samantha Morton, you'd know her face if you saw her, 32 years old. Actor Hunter Parrish is a whopping 22 years old. In between, I missed a couple, a big one. Actor-comedian Stephen Colbert, 45 years old. His show's funny. I hope you all know, if you're listening to this show, that show is fake, right? You get that, right? Guess some people don't understand it's fake, so I just wanted to clear that mystery up, okay? Actor Buck Taylor, I think I said this one, but maybe not. He's just a year older than Harvey Keitel. He's the oldest on our list today, celebrating a birthday at 71. Gonna leave you with this thought from an American playwright. I can usually judge a fellow by what he laughs at.